this an open session, because I'd like to stay on the issue of the proposed budget.
Proposed budget, absolutely, you can talk to speak on that.
Well, I'd like to make Jay Lambert, 85 Sunset View Drive, Tiffany. And I just want to make sure that I have an understanding of the analysis.
You were just raising my colleagues.
I just want to make sure I have an understanding of the analysis that Mr. Reardon has made of the proposed budget for the next fiscal year. And as I understand it, and don't hesitate to interrupt me if I'm wrong, as I'm trying to get a real understanding of what the proposal is. As I understand it, you've already sent a draft of the proposed budget to the Budget Committee. I haven't seen that. But I understand, if my notes are correct and this analysis is correct, and I believe this is what Mr. Reardon is indicating, is that with that draft, you were already $323,000 over the state mandated cap of 4.75% for this year. That I believe I have that at this point.
Keep in mind that number, is 5%.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
That's with the 5% cut to state aid.
What I'm trying to find out, though, in going through your analysis, is what the town is going to eventually face. Because what you're indicating at this point is that despite some effort, despite some filings, at this point we're still $208,000 over the cap of 4.75%.
With a 5% reduction in state aid, that's correct.
Well, you don't know that you're going to get that 5% state aid.
No, it's a 5% reduction.
Yes.
You might get 10%.
So that it is at least possible with this proposed budget that we have at this point that you're going to exceed the cap when you finally present a budget to the Budget Committee.
No. We cannot legally do that. Okay. So we are, as I explained before, this is a process which converges our target.
And help me with this learning curve. So what Mr. Reardon is saying when he keeps referring to a goal, he's referring to the goal as the 4.755% cap.
That's correct.
That's correct.
And the way we've built the budget out of the fourth slide, I'm not sure if we have a handout, but we've calculated what the 4.75% increase would be. And that's been offset by an assumption we have for state aid of 5%. So the net amount of that is the $697,000, which is a 2.7% increase in total.
Even with that, you're going to have an increase over the budget that we had last year.
Oh, no question.
Okay. And there's then at least the possibility that you'll reach Mr. Rarick's goal, which is to meet the cap of 4.75%.
That's correct. And that's what we presented last year. That is definitely the board committee.
This is my issue. And it's my concern with Mr. Reardon referring to a 4.75% cap as being a realistic goal. We're in a recession. We have the second highest unemployment in the country. We're losing population in this state faster than any state in the country. And we're growing older faster than every state in the country except four. And what you're now telling us is that in a recession, and we're not even sure where the governor's plan is going to go, you're telling us that the goal that we should accept in this town is reaching a 4.75% increase in this budget for this county. Is that the bottom line?
The total budget bottom line would be 2.7%, which is...
Let me remind this committee that you had a meeting, had a joint meeting with the Budget Committee and the Town Council a couple of weeks ago. And I'm just going to quote a little bit from Mr. Rarick. At the beginning of that meeting, Mr. Rarick said, "I'm going to do my very best to help the town." And in the middle of the meeting, he said, "I'm going to do the very best to help the town." And near the end of the meeting, he said, "I'm going to do the very best to help the town." Let me respectfully suggest to all of you on the committee and to Mr. Reardon, asking this town for a tax increase is not realistic, and it's not doing it best for this town. This committee is a real disappointment.
And I would just like to say that my statements were made in the context of if we had available monies at the end of our fiscal year, that we would do what we could to turn money back to the community, back to the town. I'd just like to clarify that point. That was the intent of my statements.
Clarify also, Jay, we're not at the end of the process, and I know what you've said. I would like to remind you that the town council, the town administrator, turned over to the budget committee an $800,000 increase.
I understand it's a work in progress.
The beginning of your process. I know you're going to have to work on that $800,000 to get it down to a minimum.
That's the difference. You don't have to come up with the money. The people on the town council are going to have to come up with the money, and the people we pay are going to have to reach into their pockets by the taxpayers for this town.
The same people.
That is my concern in looking at a tax cap as a goal. In these fiscal times, that's not realistic. It's never realistic. That cap was never set there as a goal to reach every single year, but especially not in the fiscal year that other people face.